Eric spent a weekend at Norman's house in Connecticut. Revealing to Eric the secrets he'd been harboring all these years was so stressful for Norman that he repeatedly excused himself so he could go to the toilet and vomit. Norman told Eric that the artichoke story was true. Frank had told Norman that they didn't mind if people came out of this or not. They might survive, they might not. They might be put to death. Eric said, Norman declined to go into detail about what this meant, but he said it wasn't nice. Extreme torture, extreme use of drugs, extreme stress. Norman told Eric that his father was in deep and horrified at the way his life had turned. He watched people die in Europe. Perhaps he even helped them die. And by the time he returned to America, he was determined to reveal what he had seen. There was a 24-hour contingent of Quakers down at the Fort Detrick gates, peace protesters, and Frank would wander over to chat to them, much to the dismay of his colleagues. Frank asked Norman one day, "Do you know a good journalist I can talk to?" And so, Eric said, slipping LSD into his father's Cointreau at the Deep Creek Lodge was not an experiment that went wrong. It was designed to get him to talk while hallucinating. And Frank failed the test. He revealed his intentions to Gottlieb and the other MKUltra men present. This was the terrible mistake he had made. Seeing Martin Luther on the Sunday night had made him all the more determined to quit his job. "Here I stand. I can do no other." And on the Monday morning, Frank did indeed tender his resignation, but his colleagues persuaded him to seek psychological counseling in New York. Documents reveal that Frank never saw a psychiatrist in New York. He was taken instead by Gottlieb's deputy to the office of the former Broadway magician John Mulholland, who probably hypnotized him, and Frank probably failed that test too. Housing a possibly deranged and desperate man in a hotel room high above 7th Avenue no longer seemed like a regrettable error of judgment. It seemed like the prelude to murder. When Eric had his father's body exhumed in 1994, the pathologist, Dr. James Starrs, found a hole in Frank's head that he concluded came from the butt of a gun and not a fall from a 10th-floor window. "Well, he's gone," said the voice of Sidney Gottlieb's deputy, Robert Lashbrook. "That's too bad," came the reply. And they both hung up.